This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Downhill snow sports generate tens of billions of dollars each year, but a lack of snow so far this winter has meant delayed openings at many big ski resorts across the region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen has this update.
Take a look at some ski mountain webcams and you'll still see a whole lot of brown patches.
Oh, dude, it's so bad.
Scott Mellon works at Teton Mountaineering, a gear store in Jackson, Wyoming. Jackson Hole Mountain Resort is one of many ski areas pushing back opening day after a warm and dry November. It means no rush of customers renting skis or getting boots fitted to hit the slopes.
Mostly we're just noticing a lack of customers. People just aren't showing up quite as much.
The Northern Rockies will see snow this week and colder temps, good for man-made powder to supplement. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow supports stronger oversight over military strikes on boats in the Caribbean. Crow sits on the House Armed Services Committee, where leaders have promised to find out more about a follow-up strike in early September that reportedly killed survivors. Crow says Congress's job is to make sure the president and executive branch follow the law and the Constitution.
This is our job, and it has been for hundreds of years. So it's time for Republicans to step up and join with us, because we've been trying to do this oversight all year.
Crow says this is partly why he participated in a recent video reminding service members of their obligation to follow the law. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 5:06.